Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Did you know that when we get to heaven, in scenes of glory, a new song will be sung? Revelation 14:3 says, "They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, those who were redeemed from the earth." Wow! Well, if the Bible says it, it must be true. Guess what that song will be about? It will be the old, old story that I have loved so long. It will be about Jesus and what He has done for us. Jesus and His love.
I love to tell the story of rising kings above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing. Nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. It'll be my saving glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best.
Can you say the books of the Bible in one breath? I'm going to try it, and you can try it along with me. Are you ready? Take a big, deep breath, and then we're going to say it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. How'd you do? Were you able to do it? Oh, well, if you can't, that's okay. Just keep practicing. The more you know it, the easier it'll be and the faster you'll be able to go. Now, we don't want to just learn the books of the Bible just to say it really fast. We want to learn them so that we know how to find Bible verses. But if you can say something really fast, correctly, that means that you know it. Hi, boys and girls. We are continuing the story about Jesus standing before the Sanhedrin, or the council, where they were deciding what to do with him. They wanted to kill him. Judas even came forward, and Judas said, "No, no, don't kill him." But it was too late. How on earth did Judas get to that point where he could betray his friend? Well, we're going to find out today. Let's pray first and ask that God's Spirit will be with us. Lord, we pray for your wisdom and your understanding. Help us to know how we can follow you, that we can remain faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. How had Judas's heart become so hard that he would sell the Son of God for the price of a slave? Judas had many talents. He was a talented guy. He was tall, he was good looking, and he also had a really bright mind. But Judas had a special weakness that he chose not to change. He loved money more than anything or anyone else. When Judas met Jesus, he knew that he was the best teacher he had ever heard. He wasn't sure that Jesus was the Messiah, And he didn't really like the kind of kingdom that Jesus kept talking about, but he knew that he wanted to be one of Jesus' special disciples because he wanted to be sure to have an important job in the new kingdom that he hoped Jesus would set up. And Judas felt that his ideas were better than those of Jesus and the other disciples. Oh, if they would only just follow his plans, he was sure that everything would go better. He was in charge of the money. Sometimes, when people would give Jesus money so that they could have money for food or for expenses that they might have, or even to help poor people, Judas was in charge. But do you know what Judas would do? He would secretly help himself to some of their money. Nobody knew, but he would take some of the money and keep it for himself. How do we know this, you ask? Well, we can find out in John chapter 12, verse 6. The Bible tells us. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 12. Chapter 12, those are the big numbers. And once you find chapter 12, then you're going to look underneath it for verse 6. Verse 6. John chapter 12, verse 6. What does that say?
This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and he used to take what was put in it.
He would take money. This is a story about Mary and how she anointed Jesus before he died. She brought in that really expensive perfume, and she poured it over his feet, and then everyone smelled it, and they looked over. This perfume cost like a year's worth of wages. It was a lot of money just for this little box of perfume. And here she was using it on Jesus' feet. Judas was angry. She should have used that money and given it to us so we could use it for the poor. But what did Judas really do with the money that they were supposed to use for the poor? What does the Bible say? He would take it. Because Judas said things in a special way, it made the disciples start to doubt Jesus. And sometimes they wanted to do things differently from what Jesus knew was best. None of the other disciples understood what Judas was doing, and Jesus knew that if he told them, they wouldn't believe him. I know somebody that's kind of similar to this in that they don't say things and they don't accuse people straight out, but they drop hints that make others start to question or start to wonder things that are not very good about other people. That's kind of like what Judas was doing. He would say things in a way that would cause doubts to pop up in the disciples' minds. Does that remind you of anyone else that you might have heard of? What about the story of Lucifer? Lucifer was created a perfect and beautiful angel. He was next to God. He was God's helping angel, his right-hand angel. When God needed something, that was Lucifer's job to take care of it. But Lucifer started getting annoyed, and he started getting irritated that God and Jesus were so close. And so he started harboring doubts and thoughts in his mind against God. And pretty soon he started dropping little clues or little comments to the other angels. Oh, can you believe God did that? Wow. What do you think he was thinking? As he dropped these little comments, it was causing the angels to start second-guessing and mistrusting God. Satan wanted his own way. He thought that his way was the best. And he ended up leading a third of the angels to rebel against God. That's what Judas had been doing. He had been dropping those little hints, those little comments, to try to twist the disciples' thinking so that they mistrusted Jesus. Was that right? No. And following that path led him to destruction, and he ended up dying. Boys and girls, Judas had a choice to make, to follow and to trust Jesus, even when it didn't always make sense, or to go his own way. Which choice are you going to choose? Because you have that very same choice. God has given us happiness rules. He has given us stories in the Bible to help us to know what His will for us is. His way is the best. He wants us to follow Him and to trust Him. Are you going to follow Jesus today? Are you going to trust Him with your whole heart and your whole life? I hope so. If you want to trust Jesus, bow your heads with me and let's pray together. Lord, we come to You today wanting You to be in our hearts and our lives. Lord, help us to trust You, to follow You, to let Your ways be our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to lean on You in the good times and in the bad. We love You. Amen. It's time for our memory verse song. Do you remember what it is? Matthew 6:33. You're right. Seek first the what? Kingdom of heaven. I want to seek first Jesus and His kingdom. Did you know that by listening to this podcast, you're putting Jesus first? You are taking time and spending it with Him, and He will bless you for it. I'll guarantee.
Matthew 6:33.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things.
Boys and girls, it's Miss Katie here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you. We've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible questions. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible. But we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.